Unusually warm soil temperatures are present across a big part of the Midwest, and this will continue as the unseasonable warmth continues to prevail across a big part of the region over the next few days. There will be an increase in precipitation coming up across the Midwest, but the soil has firmed up in quite a few areas in the last few days because of 70 and 80 degree temperatures occurring without much in the way of moisture. Now, that's not true for the Ohio River Basin, where areas have seen some significant rain over the past week, and they will continue to see at least a risk of some showers here occasionally yet for the next day or so. But the majority of the bigger rains that are occurring right now from eastern parts of Texas into Missouri will gradually work their way into the majority of the Midwest, but it's going to be only after a few days of delay. An upper-level low-pressure system coming into the southwestern U.S. plains this morning will likely take control of the weather in the middle of the country and keep the rains that are occurring from Texas to Missouri today from getting any further to the east without diminishing considerably. The upper-level low will likely bring additional precipitation to the High Plains region from West Texas into eastern portions of Colorado and western Nebraska. The upper-level low will take 2 or 3 days to move through hard red winter wheat country before finally being ejected into the upper and northern parts of the Midwest in general, and will likely see some occasional rain and thunderstorms coming with the upper-level low when it finally does get ejected into the heart of the Midwest. Rain totals are not expected to be excessively great, nothing like the rains that are occurring from Missouri into Texas today. We'll likely see rain totals of much lighter intensity, but just enough to moisten the ground again in a favorable manner in order to support early season field work and perhaps even some early season planting. Soil temperatures may have an opportunity to cool down a little bit as we move forward into the last days of March. We're going to watch that time period rather closely. It looks as though a cold air mass will come southward out of Canada and pass through most of the northern and eastern portions of the Midwest, raising the potential for a little bit of frost and freeze conditions across many of these areas. As far as a more punishing, bitter cold type pattern that would persist for any great length of time, that seems to be a little bit out of the possibilities at this point in time, but we will be cold enough perhaps in those last days of March to induce frost and freezes in quite a bit of the region from the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska into Michigan and Ohio. It's a little soon to get specific about that event, and a lot of things can change between now and then. We'll continue to monitor the situation. The precipitation potential will probably be the most important factor for the Midwest, and it looks like just enough moisture will fall to maintain a very favorable environment for early spring field work. The temperature outlook across a big part of the region over these next few days will continue to be well above average. I don't think there'll be too many areas in the region that are going to see anything short of unseasonably warm conditions. Afternoon temperatures today will be mostly in the 60s and 70s across the north, with the exception of the eastern Dakotas and parts of western Minnesota and Nebraska, where some 50-degree highs will occur. The lower eastern portions of the Midwest will likely see temperatures in the 70s and 80s, and will likely see tomorrow generating a similar temperature trend across many areas from Illinois to Michigan and Ohio and points southward. In fact, the heat will likely continue in those areas not only tomorrow but probably Thursday and Friday as well until that upper level low starts to push into the region. That many more days of dry and warm conditions will obviously further firm the soil, but as long as we get scattered showers later this week, the dryness is not expected to get out of hand. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.